Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be here with you on this sunny day. On the show today, we're going to talk to lots of interesting guests. We're going to talk to Anita from the Willow Stream Spa. Of course, Father's Day is around the corner, so some great ideas for at home and at the spa for Dad. And Karen is going to talk about the Great Island Run charity race. It's for Mount St. Mary residents coming up next week. And also, we're going to talk to Daniel Angus and Chef Mark Davey from the University Club of Victoria. A beautiful place. We've been there often, Hudson and myself, for different events. And I was on an anniversary a few months ago. And it is such a beautiful spot. And I know Daniel, the GM, has said it's kind of the hidden treasure. And they want to get the word out so more people can come and enjoy it. How are you both?
Great. Well, thank you, Patty.
Excellent, excellent. Now, of course, Daniel, you're nothing without great food, and we're going to talk to Executive Chef Mark Davey in a minute, but as the General Manager of the University Club, what is the greatest part of this job for you?
Good question, Patty, and thank you very much for this opportunity. You know, to answer that question, it's a heck of a lot of fun. It's just a real treat to work with the members and our staff here at the club. I've been here for 5 years now. But with this magnificent location, and that's the first thing I sort of look at for a new posting, is the location. And we really can't hit with our location is so magnificent, as you pointed out. Mm-hmm. We're in this great wooded dale, just on campus but off of campus, in this gorgeous cedar-style building that's been really designed for what we do for a living in hospitality. It's so versatile. But location, you know, the professional service and the quality of entertainment that consistently exceeds member and guest expectations just make it a heck of a lot of fun.
Now tell me, how do people, I know if you go on the website, the University Club of Victoria, there's lots of great information. It talks about the catering, the dining, weddings, events. Membership-wise, you have to know a member, but you can have a wedding there. So I'm sure if people called you, they could find that out. But it's open to other people.
Absolutely. And it's the marketing that we're trying to get out to the general public. Needless to say that the club is well known here within the UVic community, but it's still the best kept secret in Victoria and the surrounding area. And you're absolutely right. Anyone can be a member here. It falls under the associate member category. The dues are extremely inexpensive. They're only $20 a month. And anyone can book an event here. So, for example, if you're looking for a great venue to hold a wedding, we have an outstanding patio that's on our pond, and you can have your ceremony outside, go into our fireplace lounge area, and into our main dining room in for dinner and also for your reception purposes. You only need to be sponsored by a regular member to have an event here. Also, another best-kept secret is if you are a UVic alumni, your first year membership dues are complimentary. And it doesn't matter if you graduated yesterday or 30 to 40 years ago. If you've never actually held a membership here at the club, all UVic alumni are also eligible for a one-year complimentary membership.
Hey, I'm in. My daughter masters a global business at UVic. So, hey, all right.
Once again, just another best-kept secret. And you've been to the club. You know, exposure is the key to the success of any business. And it's easy to sell the club for any type of special events or membership once you've had that type of exposure.
Absolutely. And, you know, Executive Chef Mark Davey is incredible. And Mark, we were at an anniversary party there, and I've been to many functions, but it is, you know, so nice there with the patio open, a sunny day. There's food inside, food outside. The bar is open, and it's the West Coast feel, but it's relaxed, even though it's a beautiful surrounding, and the food helps with that as well.
It most certainly does. We're ocean-wide certified, which means that we're responsible of the type of seafood that we purchase for consumption at the club. And we have a vast array of menus, but at the end of the day, if it's something that you feel that you would like and you don't see it, we're always more than happy with our professional team here to make your day a memorable one.
I thought the appetizers were so exceptional, Mark, because there was such variety and something for everybody. And I think one of the ones that was so good was a prawn one that you had. Was that the fantail prawns?
Yes, they are. They're very, very popular with most people. So is the locally smoked smoked salmon as well.
Man, and you have some great experience, because I know I did a little research on you, and you have won many accolades. You went to Cardigan College, Student of the Year twice, founder of the first rugby team at the college. Wow.
But did you find all this information?
Oh,
out
I've been digging. I have been digging. And you're the president of the Canadian Culinary Chef Association, the Victoria chapter.
Yes, I am. I've been a member for about 25 years now. When I first came to Victoria, actually, I ran into a chef, and we went to my first meeting at Laura Point, and we all had local lamb, and it was a very emotional, nerve-wracking for the first time when you go, because, you know, you're a lowly cook who knows nobody, and you're meeting all these high-fluting chefs, but 25 years later, I'm still there, and now I'm one of those old chefs, and we're getting a lot of new, young cooks coming through our ranks now, which is great.
Now, you're not old to me, and your mom would say you are a chef, not a cook. You are a chef, executive chef. And you've been at the University Club for 31 years, so it's a testament to how great the food is, the consistency, and what a great university to work for, or you wouldn't be there that long.
That's correct. I couldn't think of a better career or a better place to have it. The club is so versatile. We can, you know, virtually do anything. Of course, our number is a little limited to, you know, about 300. We're not like downtown with the bigger spaces, but for those size of functions, we can go head-to-head with the best.
And who needs more people than that?
Yes, you can't mingle that long.
No, for sure. And Mark, how do you, you know, my grandfather was an executive chef, and he was the first chef at the Prince of Wales Hotel in Waterton. How do you start that process when you think of that many people to serve? I've been at events you're at. What kind of preparation and planning does that take to make sure it's the right menu, it's all hot, the food is served the right time?
Well, it's having a good team in the kitchen to start with. You need room to be able to store things, because something that size, you have to plan at least a week ahead or so to get the product, and then at least 2 to 3 days just to start preparing it. But most of our stuff, we actually do at the last minute, like to keep things fresh. You can't do it 2 days and then just let it sit in your refrigerator. It has to be done that day. So that's the key, I think.
That's where I'm going wrong. I'll just come and eat at your place, Mark, because it'd be a lot better.
Okay, no problem.
No
I'll take you up on that.
And you know what I'm hearing too, Mark, is you're the original, you know, local food. It's ocean-wise. So this is nothing new to you and people at the University Club, because it's something that you've already incorporated for a long time.
Oh, no, we're passionate about this. And the West Coast, and especially the island, we're the luckiest people in the world. We have all this fresh seafood on our doorstep. So we should take advantage of it, like salmon and the halibut, and the spot prawns are in season right now for another few more weeks. So
yum.
Throw the shrimp on the barbie, as they say in Australia.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a couple of recipes for you, too, for people at home if they want to try. And Daniel, we're talking about all these great things. When we come back, I want you to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on in June, grilling and chilling. Also, July, you've got stuff on tap. So you have great events as well.
Absolutely.
That are themed. So let's talk more about the patio and the Jazz Fest.
Excellent.
More back in 2 minutes.
Thanks.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Tomorrow, you might help someone walk their dog. Or help make breakfast for their kids. You might even help them take a vacation. And you won't even need to be there. Because your blood will. When you give blood, you're helping someone get back to their everyday life. Book an appointment at blood.ca to share what matters most. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
It's National Blood Donor Week. Celebrate by booking to donate at blood.ca. Mom, what's that device between your toes?
It's a digital orthosis. I only wish I'd known about this treatment sooner.
Dr. Glenn Cornwell is dedicated to the prevention and correction of foot pain using direct milled prescription orthotics and digital orthosis. Digital orthosis fit between the toes and are designed to prevent progression of the bunion and hammer toe deformities. Through innovation and care, Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry puts your best foot forward. Call 386-9353.
Most homeowners would never risk having electrical work installed by a non-certified electrician. Don't risk a potential fire or poisonous gas seepage from your chimney or fireplace by hiring anyone other than a red-sealed mason. Flintstone Certified Masons restore every chimney to current BC Building Code standards. Visit us at flintstonesmasonry.com.
Do it once, do it right, Flintstones Masonry.
If you have fog on the inside of your thermal pane window, it means the seal is broken. Call First Response Glass. They'll replace it quickly and easily.
Stupid window, come on! Ah, get off of it, come on!
Ah. Hassle-free, First Response Glass.
Ah, get off! Ah.
Fixes it.
You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. If you'd want to know more about me or my guests, please contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. And joining us right now are General Manager Daniel Angus and Executive Chef Mark Davey from the University Club, which is at UVic. Daniel, you've got some great stuff coming up. First, before we get into those, you do weddings, you do events, catering. Tell us the sort of functions that you can do if people want to be part of it.
Thanks, Patty. And it's really a testament to the architect that really designed this beautiful West Coast building, because we can have multiple functions going on at the same time, whether they be luncheons, dinner banquets, weddings, member dinner dances, smaller conferences and seminars, as well as meetings. So it's a combination of a lot of UVic departmental business and also outside business in the Victoria community. The special event space, such as this gorgeous patio that's adjacent to our pond, just makes it so versatile for a manager like myself to get involved with our team in the front of the house and the back of the house, and just get creative and create these type of events for our members and guests, such as the grilling and chilling that we offer, the barbecues outside in the beautiful patio during the evening, as well as the barbecues on Friday for our TGIF lunches, member events on a monthly basis. We're right in the middle of June Jazz Fest. Mark's great culinary team has put together a lobster feast for this evening for the members and guests.
Oh, my gosh.
Patty, you should be here for this one. It's one of our annual events. It's extremely outstanding. But we have great jazz bands. We're fortunate enough to live in Victoria and on the island. The culture and the musicians in this area is phenomenal. I have a wait list of musicians that want to play here at the club. So, for example, we've got the Nick LaRiviera band coming in tonight. And if you know Nick, he's just a great young man that plays a mean trombone, great crooner, as well as three additional great jazz bands coming out on every single Saturday this month. And then moving into July, we move into our British Invasion dinner dance, and that's the big summer bash for the member and their guests to come to. So Mark's put together this magnificent buffet that will feature on the patio, so the members can sit out in the patio, have a cocktail, and then come into the main dining room for dinner. So the club really lends itself to that type of variety. It's a heck of a lot of fun for us because we can put together just about any type of event that will service the members and their guests, such as whiskey club events. We've been featuring wine club events for the last 3 years. Literally had just about every single winery on Vancouver Island here at the club, as well as in the Lower Mainland, and as well as in the Okanagan. And we also have beer club events. As you know, we have these great craft breweries here in town. So we're taking advantage of all of these outstanding hospitality services that are available to us.
And, you know, I think you just described it perfectly because I was looking in the British Invasion, the band Backbeat is there. I mean, you're in a forest. You can have the music a little louder. There's no one really around
you. Absolutely.
And this is not a stodgy old boys club.
No, it's not. It's very trendy. It's very upbeat. And once again, the best-kept secret, the general community thinks as the old faculty club. And we haven't been a faculty club since 2000, where we changed the name to the university clubs. And university clubs right across North America are following the same trend. We're very trendy. We're very upbeat. We have this dynamite culinary team and an extremely long service team as well. You know, the average longevity of our team here at the University Club is 20 years plus. And, you know, that's one of the other things I look at for a new location is that type of longevity lends itself to the fact that it's a great environment to work in and also a great environment for the members just to come out and enjoy the natural setting as well as just relax and comfort, more of a home away from home, a place where they can meet and enjoy company with others, or for that matter, conduct personal business.
And, you know, it does, it is homey, but, you know, it's very classic and beautiful, but it's not pretentious. And if you go on the website, if you haven't been there before, like Josh, who's at the controls here, hasn't been, and, you know, the patio that has the water, it gives you such mm-hmm. a feeling that you could be anywhere in the world. So tell us about weddings, because I'm sure you have to sort of book well in advance, and you do have lots of different rooms. Tell us about some of the weddings you've had and the success stories around that.
Yeah, good question. The nice thing about the facility, once again, is we can do weddings anywhere from 30 to 40 in their own private room up to, you know, we've done weddings up to 275 and close to 300 because of the main dining room is also adjacent to another room that's actually the dance floor. You can open that up so you have one large room. One-stop shopping, so you can also have your ceremony outside in this beautiful patio setting. We've set that up for as many as 200 theater style out there. Once you're done your ceremony outside on the patio, you can move right next door into the lounge for your reception and still have use of the entire patio area, and then just move right into the main dining room. But we have a professional office team that takes care of all of our wedding services as well. So we're very fortunate in that area to have that type of professionalism on site. And the weddings really vary. As you know, weddings can be extremely high-end something that just more laid back. Depends on what the individuals want to get involved in when it comes to decorations. But the building really lends itself to all of those type of purposes.
Absolutely. And Mark, with Father's Day around the corner too, and Canada Day, summer and barbecuing, you know, I wanted to get a couple of tips from you. So if we can't come to enjoy your great food, what are some good ideas for a quick and easy barbecue, something that tastes good and, you know,
and healthy.
And healthy, okay.
And
a
healthy.
Little bit of that, too.
I think one of my favorite ones is the cedar planked salmon.
Mm.
And I like to do it with a maple mustard glaze. So you take your cedar plank, which you can buy at a hardware store or downtown, like a
building
I don't know.
Place.
Can I say Capital Iron?
Yeah, sure. You just did.
I just did. So we get it from there, and then we soak it in water from, you know, 30 minutes to an hour or two. Doesn't the longer the better. And then coat your salmon with the maple and Dijon mustard. Salt
so
and pepper.
Just pour some in, yeah, okay. And
yeah, it's about double the amount of maple syrup to the grainy mustard, and then salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Put it in a nice hot barbecue and then cook it for about 10 to 15 minutes. The best way to tell if it's done is take your finger, and if you push on the salmon and it goes in a little bit, then you know it's still quite just not quite ready. You want it to be a little firm, but you don't want to overcook it.
And do you have the lid down for that? Or
yes,
open?
We do. Yep.
You have it down. Okay, so you need to soak that cedar plank, of course, yep. So it doesn't burn. And you don't need to overcook it. It's quite a quick... And what would you have as a side with that, Mark?
Well, definitely at home we have the corn on the cob.
Mm.
I like to do it with olive oil and a little of Bengal curry. Being English, I like my curries. And we like to have roasted vegetables like yams, peppers, beets, carrots. Not cut too thinly because they get too crisp then, but maybe quarter of an inch. And that's covered in, I like chipotle with that, and olive oil again.
All done on the grill.
All done on the grill. The whole thing's done on the grill. We at home barbecue all year round. We have prime rib, we have turkeys, we have everything on our deck all year round.
Oh gosh. And what about this famous clam chowder? I love clam chowder, and yours is delicious. You know, is this something, you know, we don't want to give away all your secrets, but is this something the home cook can make, a clam chowder?
Oh, definitely, yes. We have people as our members, that's all they come for, and they're here three times a week, and that's all they have is the clam chowder.
Mm, it's such a meal in itself.
It is.
So what are the base? Is that the roux and the whole thing?
Well, we don't do roux here because a lot of people are celiac now, so we don't have any flour for thickening any of our sauces here whatsoever. It's all done with cornstarch or rice starch, or just reduce it so it will thicken naturally all by itself. So for the clam chowder, it's onions and garlic, a celery and fennel, mm-hmm. just the bulbs, and then a clam juice and nectar, and lots of shrimp, ocean-wise, of course, and lots of cream.
Lots of cream. You got to have a little cream, don't you?
And potatoes, just to help. The potatoes actually help thicken it up, too, but we still have to add a bit of cornstarch to thicken it up.
Because you want it really hearty, don't you?
You do.
You want it like a stew.
You want the spoon to stand up in it, basically.
Oh, that is my kind of chow. Wow. And the grill and chill and all this stuff that you've got coming up, this must be kind of a fun thing to do after you've been in the kitchen inside all year, Mark, to get out and do these kind of events.
It is. Very exciting.
No kidding. And Daniel, before we go here, if people want to get a hold of you or do an event there, how would they do that?
Very simply, just go on our website, club.uvic.ca, or call the office, and you can ask for anyone here in the office specifically, and we'll walk you through anything that's associated with special events or membership for that matter. But the office number is 250-721-7935. Also wanted to mention, Patty, that we are a member here at the club. It gives you some pretty outstanding reciprocal privileges with the Association of Colleges and Universities. So, for example, if you're traveling, that type of membership gets you into any college or university around the world, for that matter. So if they have accommodations, you get to share those type of membership discounts that are associated with the other university clubs, not only in North America, but also around the world. So it's a great perk that comes along with the membership, as well as we have this great partnership with the Royal Victoria Yacht Club right here in town and the Union Club, where our members can utilize the dining services at the Royal Vic Club, as well as the accommodation privileges at the outstanding Union Club downtown.
You may never have to cook again. Fantastic.
Well, that's one of the nice things about being a hospitality. Mark takes very good care of us, and I'm getting hungry just talking about all the food that
kidding.
He's describing.
And Mark, we got 2 seconds here. Also, you're big with the Canadian Culinary Chef Association. You're the president. You help a lot of young chefs, young people coming up. How do they get a hold of you with that organization?
Actually, my email address is the best way for them to get a hold of me, is president@ccfv.ca.
Presidente. Okay. Well, listen, nice talking to both of you. Enjoy your day. How can
Thank
you not
you, Patty.
Living in working in that environment? After the news, we'll come back and talk about Wolf's Dream Spa.
Hi, Dad. How are you feeling? We've been worried about you since your fall.
Much better now that I'm back home, dear. I got the alarm care system.
You mean the medical alarm?
If I have another accident, the system will detect my fall automatically, and someone from Alarm Force can speak to me live in the house.
Really?
They've got my medical history on file and can send help right away. They'll even call you and your brother so you know what's happening.
You know what, Dad? That does make me feel better.
Get peace of mind for the ones you love with Alarm Care by Alarm Force. Call 1-800-267-2001 or visit myalarmcare.com.
How Bell makes getting a smartphone better.
Alex wanted a better mobile carrier, and she switched to Bell. She loved everything they had to offer. An amazing selection of smartphones starting at $0, totally affordable rate plans, and access to BC's largest LTE network. And since 99% of customers choose to stay with Bell on a monthly basis, shouldn't you switch too?
Hurry into a Bell store today. Bell, switching just got better.
Is breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX 1070 News. Police in BC have started cracking down on drivers who misuse the left lane on highways where the speed limit is more than 80 kilometers an hour. Drivers will be ticketed if they use the left lane now for anything other than passing, preparing for a turn, or allowing traffic to merge. Violators could be fined $167 and get 3 penalty points under the new rules, which went into effect yesterday. Several members of the Colwood Public Works team helped prevent a fire from spreading on the edge of Royal Roads University property yesterday. CFAX's Lauren Gilmore has the story.
The group was working on Ocean Boulevard near the Lagoon Bridge Friday afternoon when they were alerted to smoke. They acted quickly with fire extinguishers, shovels, and whatever else they had at hand to knock down the leading edges of the growing brush fire, preventing the fire from spreading through the forest or up the hill towards the Belmont Park neighborhood. Fire Chief Gary Smith applauded their actions, noting if not for the quick response of these city staff members, Colwood Fire and Royal Roads University would have had a much larger and more threatening fire to contend with. The Colwood Fire Department were right behind the Public Works team, packing 400 plus feet of hose into the bush to fully extinguish the fire. Lauren Gilmore, CFAX 1070 News.
Two men are in hospital after what police say was a targeted drive-by shooting overnight in Surrey. RCMP say they received several reports of gunshots at around 10 o'clock last night. Police won't say whether the shooting is linked to 17 others that have been identified as low-level drug trade turf war action. And the van where a suspect in the Dallas Police Headquarters shooting this morning was found dead caught fire and ammunition rounds went off inside the vehicle. Dallas police say the fire erupted when they used robots to clear the van of weapons, including pipe bombs. Earlier, the suspect was confirmed dead after a police sniper shot him. No one else was killed or injured in this morning's attack, which left the police headquarters riddled with bullets. At CFAX News, it's 1:32.
Oh, those little piggies are so cute.
Look out, kids. Here come the goats.
Come on, babies. Come on.
The Beacon Hill Children's Farm, voted Victoria's best kids attraction, is open from 10 to 5. Come cheer on the baby goats as they stampede at 10:10 and 5:10 daily. The Beacon Hill Children's Farm. Kids, baby goats, pigs, and more. What could be more fun for the family? Beacon Hill Children's Farm, located in beautiful Beacon Hill Park, funded by your donations.
CFAX weather now. It's mainly sunny downtown, 19 degrees right now, an expected high of 21 for the day. Clear skies tonight, low down to 11, and tomorrow a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 21. I'm Kyle Reynolds. Your next news update's coming up at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX. It's 1:33.
CFAX 1070 wants to send you to a VIP taste event June 25th at North 48. Listen to Al Farabee all week to win your way into this exclusive gathering. You will sample from some of BC's best wineries and enjoy the mouth-watering hors d'oeuvres from the team at North 48. Tickets for taste are available now at victoriataste.com or win a delicious preview from CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. Glad to be here with you on this sunny Sunday. And now we're going to be talking to Anita Vorslies from the Willow Stream Spa. Talking about Father's Day, we touched on this a few weeks ago, or maybe it's about a month ago when Anita was on. You know, some dads don't know a lot about the spa or maybe have some issues around the spa. And Anita's going to talk a little about that so that we can maybe get your guy in there. How are you, Anita?
I'm well, thanks, Patty. How are you?
I am great. Now, you're saying that the spa is catching on for dads.
Absolutely.
What are you seeing?
In this year's Spa Finder, they listed their top spa trends, and actually number 3 in the spa trend was men. Men are really catching on to the benefits of spa and how spa is not just for women. It's not just a pretty frou-frou treat anymore. It's actually can be a treatment and help with stress. And helping with stress helps with many, many other areas in your life. And men are really catching on to the benefits of taking time for yourself.
Why do you think that they have been avoiding spas thus far? Is it they think it's just for the girls?
I think it's traditionally, yeah. I think traditionally it's always been kind of a feminine thing, and it was always more of a place that you would go to get a gift for, you know, your wife or girlfriend. And I think spas have changed a lot to really become a little bit more gender neutral and to make it not such a scary place for men anymore. And over time, we've seen the men start to creep in. You know, first it usually begins with a visit with their wife or their girlfriend, you know, couples massage or side-by-side pedicures or something. And once they come in, that's kind of their reason. Men have always needed a reason is what yeah. it comes down to, right? Yeah. Women will go because, you know what, we're stressed out. We want to bond with some girlfriends. You know, we want a pedicure. Our face is looking a little dull. We want a facial. But men have always needed, historically needed a reason. So, you know what, my back's really, really sore. Okay, I can go to the spa and have a massage. And it's always been that way, and now they're beginning to see that there are many, many, many more benefits than just that.
And, you know, we were talking, you know, in the first segment about a university club, and they're not, you know, always have to be an uptight place. And the same as a spa, that a lot of people maybe think, oh, it's too intimate, someone's going to touch me. You
exactly.
have to get sort of your barriers down and realize that these people, this is, it's a profession.
And I think for men, that's you just nailed it right there. Yeah. I think to men, it's a very intimate thing. Having anyone touch you from a male perspective is a very intimate thing. And so I think that's one of the big reasons why men have traditionally avoided the spa, because they see it as, again, that, you know, that's just not a normal thing for men to think of someone touching their body that's not their wife or their girlfriend and, you know, in an intimate way.
Right.
And so that's one of the things. Also, you know, I think a lot of guys, well, I don't want to be naked. I don't want to be one.
Right, and you don't have to be, right?
And I mean, you don't have to be, absolutely not. You know, we tell all of our guests, undress to your comfort level, whatever that is, whether, you know, that's nothing, whether that's everything, whatever you're comfortable with, because that's the key with any spa experience, is we want you to be comfortable. If you're not comfortable, you're not going to get any benefit out of your treatment. And therapists now, it's actually, they teach it in the schools, they teach proper draping so that you are absolutely, positively, always appropriately
it's
covered up.
It's an art form.
It is an art
it's
form,
amazing.
Actually. Yes, it is. And they teach it now. You know, that's something that they teach because that is something that can completely put your clients at ease.
And, you know, it's so good for you. And I think that, you know, instead of thinking, oh, well, it's only once a year, that I think for men and women, if we take care of ourselves, these should be little luxuries we allow ourselves, because it does do a lot for you. And you're talking about stress. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about some of these specific massages for that. But don't you think maybe get your kids, you know, trained early if they're boys, too? Like, get them in for a
absolutely.
Manicure,
I think really
pedicure.
What the key is learning that you don't need a reason to take care of yourself. You don't have to wait until something breaks to fix it. It's preventative. You know how I've said it before with men. It's like, you know, changing the oil in your car before it causes a problem. It's preventative maintenance. You know, managing your stress levels and unwinding your mind and relaxing your body. It's all preventative maintenance so that you don't have to wait until something breaks down to fix it.
Totally. And don't you think that a lot of people, men in particular, are very task-oriented? So
yes.
It's kind of like tomorrow I'll have fun. I'm going to do all this work today. And, you know, kind of you have to take advantage of the day because that's the only thing we have.
And that's exactly it. It's take advantage of the day. Tomorrow is never a promise for any of us. And I think you have to learn. And again, obviously, it's a top three spa trend that we've seen and coming out over and over again for 2015. Men are learning to do that. They're taking the time. And you have to schedule it. Like everything else in our lives, you have to schedule it. You know, so you make that appointment for whatever day works for you, and you make sure that you keep it. It's an appointment for yourself.
And I'm sure you see guys that come in, and once they come in, they are addicted.
They are addicted. I will not drop names, although I know that he would probably be okay with it. But a friend of mine who's a local realtor comes in, and he calls it his little spa-cation. Because he said, man, the first time he did it, he said, I felt like I was away for a weekend. And it was just coming in for a couple hours, because obviously with our spa, you know, we want you to come in, have a steam and have a sauna, have a soak in the mineral pool, and really relax your mind and your body before you even begin your spa treatment so that you get the full benefit of your spa experience. And then he actually stays afterwards and does it all over again after his spa treatment. So, I mean, you can be with us for, you know, 2-3-4 hours.
So if you like value, there's also value.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we want people feeling great, not just looking great when they leave. We want you to feel great, and we want that feeling to last, not just while you're with us in the spa.
Okay, when we come back, Nina, we're going to talk about some of those specifics for Dad and maybe some things they can do at home as well. Back
Perfect.
In 2 minutes.
From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
Register now and join me for the Father's Day Walk Run, June 21st at Camosun College in support of prostate cancer research. This year features a new 10K run and a 5K route. And the TD Victoria International Jazz Fest runs June 19th till 28th and features over 300 musicians in over 90 performances on 11 stages around town.
Watch for our Kia Soul from Graham Kia on Government Street. CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Lose your car keys because Victoria's first car-free day is being launched on Douglas Street on Sunday, June 21st. Car-free day is a free family event which will host more than 200 vendors, three stages with live entertainment, and more. And today you can paddle Elk Lake and search for eagles, herons, turtles, and other lake life with CRD Regional Parks Naturalist. No experience is needed, so be prepared to get your feet wet and call 250-478-3344 for more information. And get jazzy with CFAX starting June 19th. The 2015 TD Victoria International Jazz Fest features over 350 musicians. Find out more on CFAX1070.com. That has been your Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
If you want to get your garden looking good, what are you waiting for? Marigold Nurseries is here to help. So come on down and check out a sizable selection of flowering bulbs, gardening plants, and rose bushes. Marigold Nurseries also has a wide variety of veggie starts so you can get your vegetable garden rolling. Summer is awesome at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. Drop by and visit today. On Lockside Drive in Sandwichton, online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Red Tag Day's blowout pricing has been extended at Jim Patterson Toyota Victoria. Every new and used vehicle on the lot is discounted, some up to $8,000. Financing is as low as 0% on select models for up to 72 months. And there are hundreds of vehicles to choose from. Red Tag Day's blowout pricing has been extended for a limited time only at Jim Patterson Toyota Victoria in our new 68,000 square foot building. Sale ends June 30th.
The Women's World Cup Canada 2015 is here. And we have every Team Canada game live. Listen all month long on CFAX 1070.
Patty Mack here with you. Lifestyle every Saturday on CFAX 1070 from 1 to 2. We're talking to Anita Borslies from the Willow Stream Spa at the Fairmont Empress. A great experience. You get to go and have the steam and sauna and the mini pool before you even have your treatment. So if you're thinking of something for Dad next week, it's a great experience. And what kind of things do you have? I understand there's a sports massage for Dad.
Yes, and historically, again, these are things that men have kind of felt okay about going to have. You know,
you name it, they'll come.
You name it, they'll come. And spas have been very specific because you have to be, you know, you have to make sure that you're not putting someone off with the name of a treatment. And, you know, we talked about, you know, men are task-oriented and they look to fix things that are broken or hurting. Or so sports massage, great. It's got the word sports in it. They are in. And it's more of a deep tissue massage. It really is aimed at helping to treat, you know, if there's injuries, not so much, you know, serious injuries, but, you know, if you've gone for a run and you're really achy, if you're lifting weights and you're getting achy, twisted something, your neck's out, that sort of thing, this is really geared, deeper tissue work to really get those knots out.
And men usually like that sort of deeper massage,
yes,
don't they?
Yeah. Yes, they do, absolutely, because you get a result from it.
Uh-huh. Right. It's not just polishing the skin.
That's right. That's another thing that men, again, once they have a scrub, because they, you know, they think, well, I can do that myself. You know, I can do that in the shower. You can't scrub yourself the way a spa therapist can scrub you with salt scrub and oils. It's incredible.
Well, I've never done that before.
You'll have to go and try it. It's a great time to do it now, right before, you know, as the weather's getting hot, to get all that dead skin cells off. Another one that's been really popular in our spa is called the Executive Meltdown. And again, you got the word executive in there, and so... It's a great draw for men. And again, we created this one ourselves, actually. One of our therapists created it. And it's really geared towards all the tension that we carry in our neck and shoulders and back, spending so much time at desks, sitting down. You know, they say now sitting is the new smoking. And it's kind of true, because sitting is just not a good position for a body to be in for long, long periods of time. And most of us are finding ourselves sitting at desks.
And I'm not sure where everybody listening, I just sort of felt my shoulders tighten up.
Exactly.
When you say that, you kind of realize how much, you know, your head weighs a lot too, right?
Yeah.
And you're sitting over something with your head.
And so this is really geared towards alleviating that stress. And it's all focused on the back, neck, and shoulders. So it's a scrub, and they do a combination of massage, pressure point, and hot rocks. And for anyone that's never had hot rocks before, it is divine. It melts away your stress. And then they focus on the arms and hands, again, because we're all on the computer so much, and then finish it with a scalp massage. So it's a fantastic, fantastic body treatment.
That's interesting you talk about the hands, too, because, you know, with all the computer stuff, but also your smartphones, the thumbs, the hands get really sore, and that's an area that you kind of is going to become a more of a problem.
You do not realize how tight the muscles in your arms and your hands are until you get a massage therapist in there touching them. It really is incredible how tight they become. You don't feel it because you just become so used to it day to day.
Yeah.
And then, of course, facials. You know, men traditionally not so excited about facials, but more and more men really are understanding the importance of our appearance, especially in a corporate world. You know, when you go to shake someone's hand, do you want to shake someone's hand that has, you know, chewed up nails and, you know, dirt underneath their nails and raggedy cuticles and rough skin? No. You want to shake a nicely manicured hand. And so more men, again, are jumping on that bandwagon of having their having a manicure done, you know, whether it's once every few months just to kind of keep everything looking good, and then they can maintain it home.
Yeah.
And same thing with the feet. Please don't wear sandals.
Yeah, if you got funky feet.
Your feet.
It's a real turn-off, isn't it?
Nothing will turn a woman off faster than a man with unkempt feet in a pair of sandals. So I hope men out there are listening to this. And, you know, whether you do it at home or you have a professional do it, I always recommend having a professional do it at least a couple times a year, because they can look for things in your feet, again, that you probably may not notice.
Absolutely. And ingrown toes, toenails, this sort of thing that can just be horrendous.
Yes.
You can deal with that, because that takes special kind of clipping and dealing
Well,
with.
it takes the knowledge of how to clip and how to shape the nails, and same thing with the cuticles and all of that. You know, there's some stuff you can absolutely do at home, but I always like to, you know, say go at least a few times a year and have a professional take care of your feet for
right.
you.
And if you're already a nibbler and a biter too with the fingies, you know, having a manicure will help you with that, because, you know, it's an investment in having your nails done quite a bit, just because you keep those nail beds trimmed. And
again,
know.
And it's a health thing as well. You know, nails are living, you know, what's underneath. Absolutely. So you got to take care of it. Now at home. So let's say maybe dad's not quite ready to come into the spa yet. There's lots of things that you could do at home for dad, especially with younger kids. Can you imagine, you know, little girl playing, you know, they all like to have tea parties and play makeup with dad. And there's fun things you can do at home with kids to get them involved as well for Father's Day. So you can go, you know, it doesn't have to be a spa. It can be anywhere that sells. There's so many men's lines specifically now, you know, and you could do a spa day for dad at home. You can do a foot soak. We've talked about this before, you know, just get a big bowl with some hot water. You can buy mineral salts almost anywhere now, and a few drops of essential oil and some nice lotion. You can do a mud mask on dad's face, you know, get some brushes, get the kids to brush the mask on the face and do some massage, and just some really, really simple things that make it fun and relaxing.
I think that's a great idea, because, you know, even if it's using the bathtub and, you know, a cup of tea and a nice magazine and insisting.
Neck pillows. We sell some great neck pillows that you put in the microwave. You heat them up and you put that on the neck, and that even helps with neck and shoulder tension too.
Great ideas. Now, how do people get a hold of you if they want
to
know more?
They can call our relaxation team at 995-4650.
Thank you for all the great tips, and happy Father's Day. I'm sure we'll be busy next week.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Patty. Have a great day.
Have a great day. When we come back, we're going to talk to Karen about the Great Island Run for Charity.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
1 in 7 men is affected by prostate cancer. Think about your circle of family and friends. One of them may be facing a diagnosis. This Father's Day, June 21st, do it for dads. At Vancouver Island Tech Park, participate in the Father's Day Walk Run to raise money for the Prostate Center. This family event features a timed 10K run, a 5K walk, a kids zone, free pancake breakfast, prizes, and more. All money raised stays on the island. For more info, go to theprostatecenter.org. Proudly supported by CFAX 1070.
Hi, it's Wendy from All Victoria Vacuums with a Vac Fact. Did you know more people buy vacuums than any other major appliance? 98% of households have one. At All Victoria Vacuums, we know vacuums inside and out. So why buy from a big box store when you have experts to help you make the best choice? We carry top brands like Dyson, Miele, Sebo, Ricard, and built-ins like Canavac and Nilfisk. Get the facts from All Vic Vac, the island's only authorized Dyson repair shop, at Hillside and Cedar Hill for 38 years.
Silent but deadly. Whatever you do, do not let it get on your roof.
You won't ever have to worry about moss growth again. Give your roof its best defense against moss growth with Thompson Roof Treatment. Thompson's exclusive program will ensure that your cedar or asphalt roof is free of moss. Treat your roof with Thompson Roof Treatment every 2 to 3 years, and you'll also be protecting your roof's warranty. Moss, it's lurking out there, and it must be stopped. Call Thompson Roof Treatment, 385-3124.
Good dog! Good dog! Mmm, that's a very good dog!
With the taste of Island Bakery, the ordinary becomes extraordinary. Hot dogs become super dogs, hamburgers become super burgers, sandwiches become... Well, you get the idea. That's because Island Bakery hot dog and hamburger buns are baked locally and delivered to your grocery store daily. So if you want to turn your next summer event into a super summer event, make sure you pick up the delicious home-style taste of Island Bakery.
We are back. We are talking to Karen Velasquez, who has got a great new run that's starting next week. It's to help the residents of Mount St. Mary Hospital. It's called the Great Island Run for Charity. And how are you, Karen? Hello, Karen. Nice to have you. Now, you're a Royal Road student. Tell us about how this came about. It's a big endeavor.
It is. It certainly is. Originally, the idea for the race was conceptualized by two of my classmates, Dimitri and Alex. They wanted to host a race for a local charity, so I approached them in November and offered my assistance with this project. I have a background in event coordinating, and a few weeks later, it was a stroke of luck or chance, I guess, we had a guest speaker come in from the hospital and talk about the hospital as well as the fundraising efforts. And after learning all of the wonderful things that Mount St. Mary does, we decided collectively that we wanted to do this race for the residents at the Mount St. Mary Hospital.
And I understand that they're thrilled with the energy of this event because, you know, we have so many fundraisers in this town, but, you know, sometimes we don't think about our seniors as much. And this is the old St. Joseph site. Many of you know the hospital. And, you know, if you go online also and look at Mount St. Mary Hospital, you know, they're always looking for volunteers and for funds to, you know, improve the lives of their residents. They really, you know, they deal with compassion and caring and excellence and hope for their seniors. It's a really nice environment. They have 200 beds there, and they have a library and a hair salon and cafe and gift shop. And I think it's really wonderful for younger people to be starting such an event as this run to help with the seniors.
Yes, it really is. I think one of the things that struck me the most about the hospital was when we went to meet with one of the organizers in January, and I was just struck by the friendliness and the ambiance. It's so warm and kind, and everyone is smiling, and they take their time to talk to the residents and to listen to their needs. And I just, in my mind, I thought, oh, it's, you know, like just a hospital. But when I went inside and I was looking at this and observing, I thought, oh my gosh, this is incredible. It's an honor for us to be doing this for Mount St. Mary. The residents are wonderful, and the staff are great people, really amazing.
And, you know, I think if more of us could realize that, because I think sometimes we think old age is something that happens to somebody else, and if we're fortunate enough, we will all get there. And if only more people would be part of seniors' lives and get young and old mixing together, because the seniors love that, because they want to see young people and events and different life come to them.
They do. And, you know, the few times that we've been there, my colleague, Alex, has played the piano. And they love that. The seniors are just, they light up and their faces light up and they're looking and they're smiling and they're so kind. And it's really important to give back to the generation that came before us, because in many ways we wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for our seniors and if it wasn't for other citizens in Victoria that came before us. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Karen, good on you. And you know, the donations, they enrich the residents' lives. They do lots of things. Their music, outings, art, reading, teas, exercise, all kinds of things. So tell us about this race, because it's coming up really quickly, and we know Victorians love to race. So let's get everybody involved and come out and support this great cause. Tell us all give us the details, please, Karen.
Of course. So it's next Saturday, June 20th, at Elk and Beaver Lake. We have the Select Janitorial 10K, the Running Room 5K, and the Free Kids 1K. So if you can't run 10K, or if you're not quite sure you can do the 5K walk, it's perfectly fine. The registration for the 10K is $45. Mm-hmm. The 5K is $40. And all of the proceeds from this event will go to support the residents that are living at Mount St. Mary Hospital. So it truly is for a great cause. We have online registration happening through the Running Room website. But, of course, people can visit our website, greatislandrun.ca, and just click on the register link that will take them to the Running Room site. The online registration closes at midnight on Thursday, mm-hmm. and then we are taking race day registration, so June 20th. We're taking race day registrations from 8 a.m. to 9:30, but we really encourage people to register early just because it helps us with ordering T-shirts and also to logistically organize and see how many people we'll have at the event.
Absolutely. As an event planner, you know that's important. And, you know, everybody's out anyways that day. Everybody goes to Elk and Beaver Lake and does the walk. You know, there's going to be coffee by Sirius Coffee and Beverages and Silk Road Tea and Gordon Food Services and kids' face painting and all kinds of stuff. You know, there's no reason not to come out and just have a fun day of it, right?
Exactly. And we're also going to have mascots for the kids there. So Marty the Marmot has said he'll attend, Ace Canine, and we will have a barbecue for runners and volunteers. So if you run the 10K or the 5K, you can get your, there's going to be energy drinks provided by Rumble. You can get your energy drink or your iced tea. You can have a hot dog and just walk around. There's prepackaged grapes and apples. And just visit with the sponsors that will be there. It's just going to be a wonderful event, very community-oriented. And the main purpose of this is just to bring people together, different personalities, to unite for a good cause.
And, you know, Karen and her group put a lot of effort into this, so I really hope that people will join the Great Island Run, get into the Running Room, sign up. It's next Sunday.
Next Saturday.
I'm a big help, aren't I?
No, it's all right. It's on June 20th, so next Saturday. We've got about a week.
I'm thinking of Father's Day. Karen, good luck to you. I think it's going to be fabulous. It's the first one, and I'm sure of many, and I'm glad you're helping out these seniors.
Thank you so much, Patty. Yes, thank you. And if anyone has any questions about the event, all of the information is on the website. Of course, you can also contact myself or any of the other organizers.
That's greatislandrun.ca. Josh, great first show. Great working with you. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your weekend.